It is just 6 days to go till close of voting in the New South Wales Upper House or Legislative Council election next Saturday, the 25th of March 2023. I'm E.K. Lippenmeyer in the northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia, and it is 20 to midnight on Sunday, the 19th of March 2023. So 6 days to go. And this is a kind of a 1 minute to midnight exhortation to people of goodwill to support the Australia One team next Saturday in the Upper House election. I've got some notes on my computer I'll be looking at periodically. About 11 days ago, I made two videos in support of Ricardo Bozzi and Dave Guru Graham. And the 16 other U-ticket candidates, although I don't think I knew that there were 18 at the time, but days subsequently, that was all arranged and recorded and all the paperwork done, I think. So 18 candidates with a mission to turn Australia around, starting with the New South Wales. The state of New South Wales and the government there. Wow, what an opportunity we have! And look, we've got to get a foothold into the Legislative Council there, and let it be the thin end of the wedge to remove degeneracy from the New South Wales government and business and everywhere it's present. And every other state, then on to the every other state in Australia and the federal government. Let's do it simultaneously. The two videos I've done have had almost, as of this recording, almost 430 views. So thank you. I hope some people who watched got into a bit of a daily practice of maybe up to a minute or around a minute of visualising, imagining, which my second video was about imagining victory. And my fourth video, this is my third in this election series, and my fourth will be updating you on my progress with my own visualising. So I'll talk now briefly about Dave Guru Graham. I admire the salt of the earthiness, or salt of the earthness of the man, his decency, his connection to everyday people is wonderful. It's an asset that cannot be overstated. The amount of toffs and elites and privileged people that get political power and squander it, and don't, even if they wanted to do something good, just are so disconnected from real everyday people, I wouldn't know how. It's just a legion. There's so many of them. So to have a man of Dave Graham's down-to-earthness is inspirational, and his ethics, his morals, his aspirations are sky high. Let me have a wet my throat. And I marvel, as those who watched my first and second videos, I marvel at the brilliance and acuity of Ricardo Bozzi. He obviously cultivates his mind. He feeds it with the best he can find. He obviously does. You cannot get to that level of mental acumen by accident. It's by intent, obviously. And while the mind is not the seat of the spiritual nature, the mind is the portal there too. And I'll have a little bit more to say about spiritual things, because it's all connected. I also have a lot of time for the theory that behind every great man there is a greater woman. I might have overdone that a bit, but kudos therefore to Rhiannon and Mel. The best people in politics are those who don't want the job. Ricardo Bozzi doesn't want the job. He says as much, and I believe him. But his plan is, if he gets elected, to do what only it appears so far he can do, and he's prepared to do, and he's got the balls to do. He has balls bigger than church bells. Excuse my, that might be vulgar to some people, so please excuse me there, but his balls are bigger than church bells. Compared to the rest of the political cabal throughout Australia, state and federal, right down to local government, etc., they've got marbles, he's got church bells. And so with him and whoever else, Dave Graham, let's hope, and as many of those other 16 U-ticket members, candidates as possible, can get in to carry the load. When he's got his job done that he can hand over to others, I'm sure he will, because he's far too valuable for mere politics. He's far too great for mere politics. There's vastly better things we can look forward to and be blessed by Ricardo Bozzi getting involved in. Another sip. Our planet, we're in global extremis, and people watching this will know this. The people who are on the fence about it or don't believe we are, look, you're living on another planet. We're in global extremis, and at such times, there's never in stressful times, but these I believe are the worst times for our global society and our planet and our biology, this wonderful home God's given us. It's never been greater. And the life plasm that has brought about all biological life on Earth, etc., biological life, I've used that deliberately, is sacred. And it is not ours. And it is not ours, so it's not ours to destroy. But we're trying quite hard to do it. We won't succeed, but we're doing an awful lot of terrible damage in the meantime. The losses are astronomical. The damage is astronomical. But whenever there have been great crises for humanity, spiritual giants are made. And we have in Ricardo Bozzi a spiritual giant in the making. But there are thousands, but not enough, tens of thousands around the world, people, and many ordinary people, many average people, rising to heights, spiritual heights, that they probably never imagined they would in this lifetime, and that others would never have imagined they would either, that know them. So the highest beings on paradise, they know we're here, they know what we're going through, and they're taking extremely close, paying extremely close attention, and have the deepest possible loving interest in what's going on and are providing. And so there's higher beings are flocking here in the greatest ever numbers, because service where there's very great need to high spiritual beings is meat to them. The greater the need in the lower orders of beings, the greater they desire and hunger to come and help and serve. And that's exactly what is happening today. We can't see them, but they are there. Rest assured, they are there. And wherever there are deficits of love, hope, peace, joy, spiritual progress, source floods a vacuum to fill those deficits. And apart from love, which is unconditionally given in all circumstances to anyone and everyone, to absolutely everyone, no exceptions, the most wicked through to the most saintly, unconditional love is bestowed upon us all. However, the other blessings are only offered, they're never forced. God's a gentleman. He never forces anything. He offers and attracts. Now, Ricardo Bozzi, I listened very carefully to his words, his philosophy, his sentiments, his policies, and I am utterly persuaded that powerfully persuaded that he is unleashing divine energies into his daily living, projecting divine power into his surroundings continuously, which is catalyzing and leveraging his human level outstanding qualities. I'll just pause. And so I've just said that he's unleashing divine energies, unpersuaded. He's projecting divine powers into his surroundings and divine energies into his, unleashing these into his daily living. And how is he doing this? He's continuously communing with God, depending upon God, asking God, calling upon God for help, calling upon Source. It's as simple as that. Takes faith, takes discipline, takes repetition, no end of repetition. Repetition is such a powerful key at the human level to make any progress. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And as I heard him say today on something I listened to, some Chinese or some famous old proverb, Japanese, I don't know, you get knocked down 7 times, get up 8. Get up again 8 times. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And we mere humans, are meant to be the hands of God on this earthly plane. It's designed that way. He could make perfection by fiat in an instant. Just think it into. But no, at this level, we start in imperfection, and perfection's our destiny. It's by His design. There are other places where it's perfect by fiat initially, but not here. It's all part of His plan. The divine economy will do backflips for anyone willing to ask and take and apply the limitless divine help offered. Backflips. They just fall over themselves to help us when we ask, when we want it, when we hunger for it, all the more particularly when we hunger for it. It's kind of a key, a very special key. So yes, I've waxed a bit lyrical. This is an election video, and I've waxed lyrical on spiritual matters. I'm totally on board with Ricardo Bozzi's opinion of those who get worked up about his language. Yes, it gets spicy, doesn't it? Sure it does, regularly, but only when he's emotionally worked up. And they're the very circumstances where non-drawing room language does its magic, performs its magic. There's a place for foul language, actually, but only when you're worked up. Does it mean you have to use it? No, but if you're inclined to, he's a soldier. He says he's a common, ordinary man, and I use, when I get worked up, I use it. I tend not to on these videos, but yeah, I'll let out an expletive deleted regularly when I've hurt myself or whatever. It's a safety valve. Simple as that. I've done videos on that before. But if you're seriously bothered and detracted by from Ricardo's message, Bozzi's message, because of his bad language at times, get a life. Just get a life. And look, if you're being called into the kindergarten office when you drop your little one off in the morning because of juniors the day before was using language that make a sailor blush, and the kindergarten teacher announces, you've been listening to Bozzi again, haven't you? And junior's been within earshot. Look, there's a simple solution. Make sure the kiddies aren't within earshot when you're doing your listening, because we don't know when Ricardo is going to get fired up. And frankly, he delivers some of his best messages, his most punchy to the degenerates out there, and my word, aren't there a lot of them, cacistocracy, government by the worst people, and whatever the word is, and if there isn't, someone needs to invent one, leadership by the worst people in all the other areas, business and medicine and you name it, education, all these other that are just infiltrated, captured, infested by the Masonic filth, I take that from Ricardo, but by the worst of people, I've just lost my where I was going, but that's when he, yes, it's come back, that's where he delivers his punchiest stuff to those degenerates, when he's worked up. And why shouldn't he get worked up? And I have compassion towards the man, because he's seen stuff on videos and stuff that he's through his research, so he knows what's going on, that I couldn't imagine the trauma of having that stuff go into your mind. And he's done a lot of this so that we don't have to. The stuff he showed today about late. My battery ran out. The stuff he showed today on late, or I watched today on a Australia One Rumble side of thing, late term abortion. I couldn't watch it. I just had to listen. But the stuff he's had to take in to know what the enemy is doing, not only is capable of, but is doing. How could he not get worked up and swear? How could he not to let this let, and so he's some of his best material comes at such times. So keep doing it, as far as I'm concerned, Ricardo. Keep doing it. And look, if you have at least an average mind and you at least have an average focusing ability, when you listen to Ricardo Bozzi, if you're not positively moved to the core, powerfully inspired, enthused to do your best by Ricardo Bozzi's words, then you're missing something critically important, something critically valuable that needs to be there. There's a vacuum, a dangerous vacuum, if you're not just almost transcended to a higher plane where we can be empowered to do our best. We've got to do our best. In the world needs us now. This is 1 second to midnight, actually. 1 minute to midnight with the election coming up in 6 days' time. 1 second to midnight for the world. It's never been in this dire state. Never. Such a bad state. And if you aren't moved positively, powerfully, profoundly, this missing thing impinges on character issues, impinges on the territory of the soul. It's weighty stuff. And at its very simplest, all this is about exalting the well-being of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to the highest level. Australia will disappear in no time, even if things just plod along, but we let our children down. We let them become emasculated and sick and ill and enslaved. There's no more Australia. There's no more world. So at its simplest, it's about exalting the children and the well-being of children. And Ricardo Bozzi and the Australia One team, they're doing that. They're striving to do that and practicing it in an exemplary fashion. Australians are still largely asleep. We're stuck in our comfort zones, most of us. And Ricardo Bozzi is not using hyperbole when he says this is life and death. Now, act now. And make New South Wales the thin end of the wedge, as I said earlier, that splits apart this disgusting degeneracy that has a stranglehold on our world. A stranglehold on our world. And how dare them? How dare them take over this beautiful, beautiful gift of a world God gave us and all the opportunities, and slow us down and delay us to such an extent and cause untold suffering and misery and maiming and murder and torture. And it's, how dare they? Well, they are, and they're doing it. So we've got to act now. And then Australia, as Ricardo Bozzi so eloquently puts it, can become the beacon to the world that every nation will look up to and want to emulate. Let's do that. Let's do it. Anyone who's got a bit of knowledge, I've sent Carl Leibold emails on two emails that 11 days ago, 10 days ago, that we've had email exchanges on. Sarah Yule, who's always socially, intellectually, and spiritually been fragrant with me, and with her graciousness is just so inspiring. But she cautioned me when I sent her the links to the previous two videos. She said they were brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. But she said, look, Ricardo is so busy, it's not funny. If he gets to see these, it'll be a bit of a miracle. But anyone who could... See, he's posted a fair bit of my stuff on the Australia One official Telegram site before, and a lot more people get to see it. I'd like to think it could just... If you've got any way of... if you've got any leverage there, if you've got any... knowledge of how to get someone there to put them on. I'm not saying they're the best videos in the world, but this next one I'm about to do, and the second one, this is number three, the visualizing, it is such a real thing, and it's something anyone anywhere in the world who can't get to New South Wales to help out physically and man the polling booths and letterbox drop, etc., 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 it's something we can all do. and I'm going to talk about what I'm doing, some developments in my technique momentarily in the next video. So please, if you could, because if we can charge the psychological field with A1 winning vibes, it's worth it. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.